Hello. We have cards for April 24th and 25th, 2022, and they are the Three of Coins, the Two of Swords, and the Hierophant, or the Pope. Wise counsel. This could be as simple as a Sunday off from emails, news, social media, and work, of course, but we could also be at a crossroads in our lives. And the sitting on the fence mode of the Two of Swords today is uncomfortable in the center. Blind loyalty. I'm glad to have drawn the undecided Two of Swords today, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius. On the card is a blindfolded human sitting on a stone bench with his or her back to the ocean and the treacherous-looking rocks along the shore. He or she holds two long swords crossed in front of their heart, the tips of which are themselves cut off at the edges of the card. We're unsure of our direction. There is a lot to unpack, as they say. When a phrase pops up like wise counsel or blind loyalty, I of course Google it and am always educated in some way. From a family wealth management corporation to a progressive talent / student placement network, this spread talks about both. The Three of Coins or Earth in the past position, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, has been called the genius card. While we usually see a meeting or collaboration of three humans of various complementary talents and skills joining forces in order to create something of lasting value, bigger than themselves, three being the number of creation. On the Morgan Greer card, we see only the stonemason working overtime under the weak colored light of a stained glass window of a great cathedral in progress. On some of the olden time cards, the lowly stonemason is standing on a bench, elevating him to a position equal to the financier, who is usually shown in the form of the bishop or pope, and an architect. The Three of Coins can indicate a promotion. I've always wondered why the Morgan Greer deck shows only the lone sculptor, carver, artisan, still at work in semi-darkness. This is bigger than you. It's the ocean that has my attention today on the Two of Swords. Water represents the subconscious and emotions in the tarot, vast and unfathomable. But we can't ignore our own deepest feelings any more than we can pretend the ocean doesn't exist. Since the intellectual swords, the thinking suit, doesn't seem to be helping, we need to face the reality of all this earth energy and make an important and probably life-altering decision regarding career and commitment. The conservative by the book Hierophant represents established institutions. Taurus rules the second house of the zodiac, the money in the bank, food in the cupboard, car in the garage. The Hierophant is a consultant of some kind. Ideally, this is someone with the wisdom, experience, and understanding who can help you build on your talents and knows what's going on. The Pope is the center of activity and is well-connected and well-financed. Joining forces. The Two of Swords is a decision we need to make. We may feel the pull of something bigger than ourselves and commit to something or someone, but it's a big change. Number five, the number of the Pope of the Major Arcana, is the number of change. Or licensed contractors only. Especially if you live on the coast, you may need to reinforce something about the lower level of your house, bringing it up to code. Very bad idea to turn a blind eye. Not too long ago, some unfortunate partygoers overloaded a balcony and crashed down to the rocks below. Buzzkill.